Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House passing a budget blueprint, the first step toward a so-called big, beautiful bill that President Trump wants. It includes $4.5 trillion in tax breaks. The U.S. and Ukraine have reached an agreement on a framework for a deal that would include access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. Close call at Chicago's Midway Airport. A Southwest Airlines jet had to abort a landing moments from touching down when a private jet taxied in front of it. The FAA and NTSB are investigating, but says ABC News contributor and former Marine pilot Steve Ganyard.
Once again, we see that human error may have played a role, whether it was in the cockpit or in the control tower, but it's becoming the most dangerous place for aviation, and that is on the ground.
ABC station WLS says a pilot of the private jet was told to hold short of the runway 9 times. Hamas set to turn over the bodies of 4 dead Israeli hostages today in exchange for Israel's release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. This is ABC News. A 21-year-old from Texas in custody accused of plotting to kill police officers in the Dallas area. He was arrested with a fully loaded assault-style weapon. Bird flu continues wreaking havoc on egg lovers and bakers nationwide. ABC's Ariel Reshev has more on how it's affecting just one business in Manhattan.
The beloved Hungarian pastry shop in New York City goes through 30 dozen eggs every day.
Those cases have all doubled in price in the last month. Easy. Some of them more.
So. And you're eating that cost right now? Entirely. Owner Philip Inouris says it's only a matter of time before he's forced to hike prices.
We're getting pinched, and I don't know where it's going to stop, and that's the problem.
With Easter just around the corner, driving demand for eggs even higher, some business owners tell us they are worried this could get even worse.
New estimates say egg prices could jump 41% more this year alone. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
The Badgers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin with a win over Washington at the Kohl Center, 88-62. Head coach Greg Gard on the Badgers' fast start.
We were in attack mode from start to finish, and really, I don't think I'll go through the film and look at the possessions, but I don't think we ever really relented.
In Milwaukee, Marquette beat Providence by 30 points, 82-52. NBA, the Bucks' shots came up short. They lose in Houston to the Rockets, 100-97. At the NFL Combine in Indy, the Packers asking for the league to ban the Eagles' tush-push play. GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. We really haven't had very many discussions about it. I'm sure we will over the next few weeks as we head into the owners' meetings.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
I think that the competition committee will do a good job of looking at everything. Just because it's a successful play for us doesn't mean that it should go away.
That's the Eagles' Nick Sirianni with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There is streaming news as Oscar-nominated films make their way to the small screen, with the Academy Awards right around the corner. A Complete Unknown is now available to stream. The Bob Dylan biopic is available on Amazon Prime, but it ain't cheap. The film could be rented for $24.99 or purchased for $29.99. So if you really want to see the film before the Oscar broadcast and have a kidney to spare, go ahead and sell it and check out this really good movie starring Timothy Chalamet, Ed Norton, and Monica Barbaro, all of whom are nominated for an acting Oscar. Wicked pulled in $727 million globally, which is the most ever by an adaptation from a Broadway show. The film is now also available to watch at home. It broke records on its first week of digital release, which began December 31st, and pulled in another $70 million. If you have Peacock, you can watch the film March 21st for a much more sensible price. Nickel Boys is also now available to stream for $20 on Fandango at home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Foggy with scattered rain and snow showers this morning, and then it will stay mostly cloudy here all day today. Our high, 42 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 31. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 42. And then on Friday, mostly cloudy, rain and snow showers, 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Will Westmoreland is a farmer in southwestern Missouri. He has some explanations on why we are where we are today. It's really important. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Another nice day out there. When you step outside, folks, you're going to say the same thing we said yesterday. It smells like spring.
Not totally spring. No. I want to say that there's snow coming.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, I think it's like 7 o'clock.
What's wrong? Hang on.
No, I'm not kidding you.
No. My hair.
Your hair? What hair?
I'm balding. I'm balding.
Yeah.
Am I? Am I balding?
John, everybody knows
but
that.
But am I?
Todd? He's thinning. Okay, there's his belt. He doesn't want to say anything. Okay.
Maybe it's my headphones.
Oh, sure. No, Johnny, I looked at the weather this morning.
I hate looking at myself in the
monitor. No, I guess it's not going to snow. I thought it snowed.
How does that look?
Little rain, maybe a few flurries.
Okay.
Just this morning, a little bit. Nothing on the ground.
Still, it's nice. I don't see any snow, like Brittany said. Winter, as I define it.
Hey, look at your intern over there. What's that crap on his chin? What is that? Where did that come from? Oh, what is that, intern boy?
Got the kid alone.
It's a little peach fuzz.
Look at you. He looks like a beatnik from like the 60s.
That looks like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah,
right?
There you Shaggy go. From Scooby-Doo. Yeah, look at you. Wow, you're all grown up. Wow, chicks dig that? Are chicks digging that?
Oh, yeah.
So do you go to what's your client's name? Neil?
Yes.
How's he doing?
He's doing pretty good.
Do you go to his concerts?
I haven't been there since.
Oh my, that's a great, hey, that's a good rep, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how did this thing go at Epic?
I heard it went pretty good.
Okay. You were working? Why weren't you there as his manager, dude? You need to
set your
priorities.
Dude, you got to do these things. It's your client.
It's priorities. And you got to work. You got to look at the crowd see their reaction and we got to do more of this next time.
Do you feel
time.
Like a failure as a mentor?
He's not in my class anymore. He took one class from me. He took one class from me, so.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, if he was... Yeah, yeah. Ryan, we'll talk off air about, you got to do a little.
Yeah, shaving.
I have my class at TC. You know, I think I told you we it's a business class, fundamentals.
Really?
Business.
You've never mentioned that.
I know, but I want to say that
you have a show on Sundays.
That, go ahead. Profit. And we,
all right.
That's what we learn is how to make money, which is why you're in business.
But how to market first, right?
Well, but the ultimate goal is to make money.
Well, yeah.
So this is my point. Before you interrupted me, after profit comes
for a good start.
After profit comes philanthropy, and so they're coming to the community shelter Sunday to serve a meal. Is that nice?
Who?
My students.
Yeah, you're not gonna have a lot of people there though.
Why?
Because they're gonna be opening their cabins.
You know, I told that. Who did I tell that to yesterday?
That's one of the funniest stories of all time. I'm serious. You know what? Anytime somebody's like innocent doing something, it's funny.
It's funnier when, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like somebody trying to be funny isn't funny, but what that person told you, you got to tell that story.
Okay, Ryan,
there are certain things that you think of something as you're driving along down the highway, and you start laughing kind of just out of the blue. That's one of those stories.
Ryan, we have a tough time on weekends sometimes getting volunteers. I mean, we're really good during the week. And weekends in the winter, it's fine. Like, we have no problem getting people in. But in the summer, it gets a little bit more difficult because, you know, people do stuff in the summer here, especially in Green Bay. So we got a student group from, like, Ledgeview or...
DePere.
I guess it'd be DePere East. Kind of a hoity-toity school. I mean, it's not like in the hood where you grew up or I grew up, you know? And so there's kids...
Yeah, because you know what? When I think of Roncalli Catholic School, I think of the hood.
Well, that's...
It's like, did you rebel by wearing, like, not your school colors one day or... Yeah.
Whatever. All right. Go ahead. Okay. Well, maybe I would have been that kid. I don't know. Nah. But... So they're in volunteering.
Did they have Shetland ponies in the hood? Did they have dirt bikes?
We're not getting off to a good start here. Todd, get me out of this. Let me just finish my story.
You brought yourself into this.
Anyway, so we had these kids come, and it was the 4th of July weekend, because it's really tough to get volunteers. And they came for lunch.
To serve the homeless.
So we made the meal. They kind of helped a little bit make the meal, but really they were more there to serve. So we're standing in line serving. You know, we got four people that serve. Our attendance was low. You know, we usually get 120, 125 people that come in. And I said, and it was like 70. I mean, it was low. I was like, wow, things are really, really slow today. I wonder what's going on. And this kid says, they're probably all up at their cottages.
The homeless. The homeless we didn't turn out for the meal because they were.
I said, you know,
at their cottages.
I don't think so, but I just let it go.
I love that story so much. I love that story. That was just like the innocence of youth.
Yeah, it was there. Yeah,
well, the homeless aren't here for the meal because they're at their cottages. I love that.
That's where everybody is.
Yes.
No, not everybody, but. Anyway, that was...
Got a text here from Terry. Hope to see everybody tonight at St. Norbert to support Gary Gresh and the Green Knights.
Yeah, we were talking about that. And GB plays tomorrow at the Rush.
It was great having Gary's dad on yesterday.
Boy, that guy, you can just tell that he's the, whatever, the patriarch of that family. They're all so respectful, so humble.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That was great.
Yeah, he was great. Brian says, somebody trying to be funny isn't funny. No need to tell me that, Brian. What is that? Where is that from?
I think that's one of those. No, isn't that passive aggressive? Is he talking about us?
I think so.
I think you guys. Yeah, I think you guys said that, and now he's saying, "Yeah, I kind of understand where you're going with
that." Wow! That hurts. Wow, Brian.
6:12. Good morning, Brian.
It's a good day so far. Raising the price of a bag of corn to feed the ducks at the wildlife sanctuary from $2 to $5. Really?
That's crazy.
So I was reading that this morning. They want to make a little bit more money. And they're also thinking that fewer people will buy it, so they feed less geese and ducks, so there'll be less out there to make a mess.
That's true. That part is true. But
the whole making money, you know, the stuff we do to make money in this city.
I hope.
You want to make money out there, charge admission. It's free.
I would be fine. You know, when I walked the other day in the back right behind us right here. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I do the Fox River Trail. It's just loaded with geese. Like, right around town here. And there's goose crap all over the place. That can't be healthy. You know, it's one of those things, like, when you get done walking, you have to take your shoes off and leave them outside.
Yeah.
They're just like, they're like rats with wings, aren't they? Geese. Know, they're like rats with wings.
People like looking at them. No, I don't think so. What? So what?
Brian says, no, I'm making fun of me. Okay. All right, Brian.
Okay, sure, Brian. A little late now.
Aren't they, though? They're disgusting.
No, they're not. There are too many.
What they should do? DNR should have an open season on hunting geese within the city limits. They do that with deer.
They do.
They're a nuisance.
You got to get permission from them.
I think they should do that. Geese season within the city limits of Green Bay.
They're really cute when they're born.
Yep. As soon as they're adults... Boom. Gone. Shoot them.
I don't know. Are they that big of a nuisance? They get out of the way.
They spread disease.
You don't know that. That's not
true. I know
that.
I've had diseases from them. I'm not even kidding. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I got fined? Not fined. I got charged. Remember the day when my dentist appointment and my Achilles tendon and that whole thing, and they wouldn't let me, even though I was there at the exact time told me to come to the office.
You came to the office.
They had the door locked.
Right.
Because they said, we're in a team meeting. Right. Wait outside.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stand because of my Achilles.
Yeah.
It was cold out, right?
It was terrible. Horrible.
Yeah,
I had nothing to do. And I was a Uber. I had a Uber. Okay. Charged me $250.
For not coming in.
For being a no-show?
Mm-hmm. $250 I got charged, even though I was there 10 minutes before they even told me to be there. I was standing there at their office door at the allotted time they told me to be there. And I called them even. I said, I'm right outside. Could I just come in and sit down? And they didn't answer. They wouldn't answer. So I had to leave. You could talk to Mike, who's climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. Might be unavailable right now. He's on Mount Kilimanjaro, like literally, right?
Yeah, he is. He should be to the summit.
So they charged me $250 for missing my appointment.
Wow.
So I put in a phone call yesterday. I want to talk to the dentist personally, and I will go on the air for every day I'm on the radio. I will go on the air and rip that company for the rest of my lifetime if I have to pay $250, even though I was standing at their door and they wouldn't let me in. Okay. They still charged me $250.
They didn't know all that. They're going to waive that. I mean, it's like that. Didn't you, the one time you got a ticket?
I left a phone message. I called them as I was standing looking at the, I was that far away from a chair to sit into, and they wouldn't let me in the door. At the time they told me to be there, I was there, and they charged me $250.
Wow. If they don't waive that, I'm on your team on that one.
Can we rip them every single day?
Well, I don't know about that, but we just...
Most days?
I think we have to point out... No,
let's pick out a day.
You know, we should switch that. We should have a customer service day every week, because there's a lot of good things going on, but there's a lot of, like, not so good. Like, your example,
I can come up with a couple. I went to pick up my prescription again 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And you know what?
It was closed.
Closed for lunch.
And with
you can't stagger it. And here's these people. There's this one guy in a cane, had to be close to 90 years old, didn't know what to do. So I was going to give him my chair. I was doing that blood pressure thing, that little chair. I was going to let him sit. You can't keep one person there to hand out the prescriptions?
Yeah.
You can't keep one person. You have to shut down the entire facility where these 90-year-old people are there in walkers waiting to get their meds to live for another 8 hours.
I don't think they're life. But
you never
know. Agree that.
Or are you a pharmacist all of a sudden?
No, but
you
I'm just saying,
how long they're going to live?
There's probably four or five people working back there, three or four, and they could stagger it.
Yep.
That is
not even a question. Customer service has gotten so horrific these days, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, you take your lunch from... Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that when I saw that sign, I was like, wow, that's... Yep. They're in the retail business, and if you're in the retail business, you... And the other thing, that when you look at a pharmacy, or that... square footage in that building is the most profitable by far.
Oh, I believe it.
Way, way by far. Like, even when Shopko, remember when they opened up on Broadway? They had a store. Their sales were good, but he goes, look, we're not making it in pharmacy. We're going to close. That is where the money is. So why would you close? You're better off closing that whole store for 2 hours.
You can't keep one person behind the desk.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can't stagger it at all.
Hey.
Okay.
You know where our intern works?
Where?
CVS.
Do you really?
We're kind of picking on your store a little bit, buddy.
Oh, no, I work at Walgreens.
Okay, does Walgreens close during the noon hour?
No.
Okay.
Right. I usually keep one or
two things I need.
They would
people.
Get the award then.
I need
they
a new dentist.
They'd get the shout out.
I will never go back to that dentist. I need a new dentist and I need a new pharmacy.
And you need $250.
I'm not paying it. Are you kidding me? They can take me to court. They can lock me up.
Yeah,
I don't care what they want to do to me. The odds that I'm going to pay them $250 when I was standing at their door trying to come in, and I get fined $250.
All right. We are going to shift gears, Johnny. So,
I'm a little bit agitated this morning. I got to be honest with you.
We'll fight. Let's talk about a good experience we had in the retail sector. We're going to be right back.
You got one?
I do. Right. I'll find one.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
The 2025 draft is almost here, bringing in guests from around the world for this once-in-a-lifetime event. Enjoy ultra-high-end luxury with Simple Life Hospitality's NFL Draft Homes. Available to fit all budgets, experience hospitality at its finest with concierge services like private chefs, transportation, grocery delivery, and daily excursions. Doing a corporate retreat? Have your company host a party at a draft home in walking distance
Vincent DeLambo. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com and make the most of this unforgettable event.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZERVAY.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS.
Wednesday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. 34 degrees in Green Bay, 36 in Appleton, 34 in Oshkosh. Nice day, forecast mostly cloudy, a little rain, but a high of 42. I'll take that. I'll take 40. I could live someplace, if it was going to be in the 40s every day of the year, I would live in that place. I'll take the 40s every day.
60s, 68, 72. That's why they San Diego, laziest thermometer. You know, it's always, you know, within that 4 or 5 degree range.
I don't get this text. Pete Schwabe newsbreak didn't know who broke Evo Knievel's record.
This guy broke. What happened? He jumped 22 cars. Is Doug Danger?
They're still doing those things?
That Evo Knievel, that was, boy. And when he died, did you remember the headlines when he died? You guys remember reading that? Evel Knievel has finally died, because man, he had so many near death experiences.
Well, you know, my first professional job was where?
Arizona,
Twin Falls, Idaho.
Oh yeah.
What's the first thing the news director took me to do when I first came to Twin Falls, Idaho?
Was he jumping up there?
That's where he made that jump over the Snake River Canyon.
Well, that's what it was.
On that rocket.
Yeah. How'd that go?
Terrible. But people hate it. Don't mention Evel Knievel in Twin Falls, Idaho. There's like very little memorial or anything. It's like all these bikers came in and destroyed the town.
Oh, yeah, right?
It was.
Oh, he had a draw.
It was like a bad thing. You know, you'd think that would be, hey, Twin Falls, Idaho, or Evel Knievel, you know, flew his rocket over the Snake River Canyon. I give him credit, though, man.
Oh, my God.
When you stand there and you're looking in that canyon and you're thinking, I'm going to do what? Right. It's like, oh, my God, are you crazy?
Yeah, and he was.
Oh.
Didn't his kid get into that, or was that his kid? Didn't he have a son? That was his kid that did that, or was that him?
Well, it was Evel that did the Snake River.
Okay.
I don't know if he did much after that. It seems like Robbie, because I remember I was out at Oneida Casino, and Robbie Knievel, I want to say it was a bunch of school buses.
Yeah, maybe.
He jumped over. Do you remember that? Like late 90s, early 2000s? Anybody remember? Was anybody at Oneida?
He jumped buses? That's pretty cool. Like, that kind of fits our, and that's out there right by Lamer.
I want to say it was a bunch of school buses.
Wow. But this record was broken. Isn't that cool? I didn't know that.
Like I said, I didn't know people were still doing that. I got a text here. The reason they close is because they most likely only have one pharmacist on duty, and they have to take a lunch break. The pharmacy can't be open if there's no pharmacist in the pharmacy. My girlfriend used to work at the Walmart pharmacy, Chris.
Well, Chris, I that's probably true, but that's not our fault that they only have one pharmacist. You know what I mean? Like, you probably have to get another one. And part-time, today, I think to get really good employees, you have to be super flexible. There might be a pharmacist who has, maybe she just wants to come in for 2 hours.
Wow. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I agree. I'm surprised they're doing that.
I'm just, at my age, I'm 127 years old, and I've never known pharmacies to be closed during the day anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's like normally a pharmacy, you need your medicine. I mean, with my stuff, it's critical.
You're not there getting.
If I don't take my cholesterol medicine, Jim.
They give it to you, John. First of all, you probably get a 90-day supply.
You already told me that yesterday. You scared me yesterday with what you told me.
Yeah. That's
about my cholesterol breaking off.
I did. I told you that plaque. I think you could do more.
That's what I mean. So as I'm sitting there waiting for the pharmacist to come back
with your 90-day supply,
Cohiba or wherever. You know what I mean?
Cordoba.
Whatever it is. Got a text here. There is a shortage of pharmacists. That's the issue. Okay. Got another one here. I saw his son Robbie jump buses at the Oneida Casino parking lot. What year was that? Help me out on this one, folks. Like 2000?
Wasn't 2003.
Why?
Because I was lucky that year. I would have gone.
Oh.
We had a great relationship with the Oneida. So I don't, well, if it was, then I was. That's cool. I mean, I would have gone to see that, right? I think that, did you go?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, well, I covered it as a news story type
thing. I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
They really play it up, though. It's a really kind of
drama. Well, you know what? They play it up, and then it takes 3 seconds, and it's all over. <I know. laughs> It's literally one of those things if you, looked away. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, do it again.
Did you, I'm just reading something here.
They jumped the buses because Lamers is out there, and because the buses can't move, Jim? Was that supposed to? I don't get it.
He said they jump buses out there because Lamers is out there. And the texter says, oh, they can't move the buses, Jim.
I see what you mean. They can't move them too far. Yeah.
Okay.
1998, according to Terry. Oh,
that makes sense. You know what?
Okay, thank you,
Terry. That is when it was. Did you see that guy who they hung over? Like in this huge, I don't know how far he was up, but right, a couple hundred feet, but at least 150 feet in the straitjacket, upside down.
Well, that's a Houdini type thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, man. I was
They're still doing out. Those things?
That guy was, I was like, oh, my God, he is not going to make it. And he did. It was just something that's just very exciting. And it was the 4th of July. It was one of the attractions for the 4th of July. And yeah, everybody's out there for the fireworks with their blankets and stuff. And then this guy puts on a show hanging in this straitjacket from this crane, and I don't know.
I don't get that stuff.
That guy was nuts.
You know, I remember, this could sound like, I'm not trying to talk about it. Okay, did you ever see the movie Argo? Mm-mm. Great movie. Ben Affleck. No, not Ben Affleck. Yeah, Ben Affleck, right?
I didn't see it.
Yeah, Ben Affleck. So anyway, Tehran, okay? Mm-hmm. What they were doing to people when they had this is Ayatollah. This is 1979.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I wouldn't mind. How do I put this? I was gonna say I wouldn't mind being executed. I'm saying, okay, if you got to be executed, all right, you accept the fate. It is what it is. You're gonna be executed. Okay. But you know how they were doing it, and I thought to myself, shoot me in the head. I don't care. They were taking like cranes, you know, construction cranes, and putting a noose around and lifting them up slowly.
Oh no.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't like heights, okay?
Yeah.
So it's like, can't you just do this quicker? And they had all these people watching as they go up,
And they're just getting tighter. The noose is getting tighter. Wow, wow. Did you see there's...
Got a thing here, William. Maybe you can mail order your pharmacy. That'd be better for you. Can you do that? Can you get drugs through the mail?
That's big. It's actually cheaper, but I'm not sure you can get every drug through the mail.
Well, I got cholesterol and I got blood pressure.
No, that's you can get that through the mail. I think some of the other stuff that's a little bit more regulated, you can't. Like Ambien.
Well, I was getting there. I might get one other one sometimes. We don't need to talk about that.
No, Viagra can get through the mail.
I didn't say that, Jim.
All right.
Why would you throw that out there?
He looked at me like... Okay, whatever. I read you wrong.
Maybe it's a steroid for when I work out. You don't know.
Is it blue? All right, we're going to be right back.
Wow.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
As these temperatures start to warm up, you may be thinking about heading outside to enjoy nature, whether that be with hiking or fishing or any other activity. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and I was able to catch up with Sergeant Kyle McNally with the Dane County Sheriff, Marine, and Trails Department, and he was able to share some tips to make sure that you stay safe during your outdoor activities.
Dress properly, but sometimes that doesn't mean layer it all on to where you're sweating walking, because when you stop, that sweat will turn and make you very cold. Again, we always like to let people know where we're going. We've had some calls where it's been helpful that people have one of those apps that shows where you are. There's several of them out there. This time of year, too, it's hard to remember to drink water. It's not hot, so you don't want to end up way out on a trail somewhere dehydrated and fall out. That can cause a problem, too. But carry some extra clothes with you. Have a backpack you can stuff your coat in when you're starting to get hot. Just plan for the day.
McNally just wanted to remind everyone that if you are planning to go outside and participate in activities, just to check up the rules and regulations of the place you're going to make sure that you're not doing anything illegal. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
Well, hold on to your britches, everybody. It's time to go nuts at the Springfield Corners Testicle Festival. March 8th, you can enjoy deep-fried delicacies along with ice-cold beverages and live music by the Lights Out Band. Join me, the fabulous Farm Babe, along with the rest of the Midwest Farm Report team at Springfield Corners for your chance to win concert tickets and to try some fried Rocky Mountain oysters. It all kicks off after 2 p.m. on March 8th. Springfield Corners. See Facebook for more details.
$1 billion. That's how much equipment is stolen from U.S. construction sites every year. These thieves are stalling projects, hurting Wisconsin's family-owned businesses, and driving up costs for everyone. Judge Brad Schimmel takes theft seriously. He holds criminals accountable and protects the people who are just trying to do their jobs. Call Judge Schimmel and thank him for protecting us. Paid for by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. Recently, Congressman Derek Van Orden has introduced the Protecting Mothers and Infants' Access to Milk Act. This bill aims to restore the maximum monthly milk allowance for families while using the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for women, infants, and children. Also, the DNR wants to remind all residents that if you have a shanty on the ice, to make sure that you have it off in time as those deadlines are quickly approaching. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Foggy with scattered rain and snow showers this morning, and then it will stay mostly cloudy here all day today. Our high, 42 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 31. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 42. And then on Friday, mostly cloudy, rain and snow showers, 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor Jamie McShane, one of the stars of the new season of 1923. And Madison-based film critic Rob Thomas joins with Oscar predictions. The night is basically already lit.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
We share with you some of the things MLK said that you may never have heard of.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Shawano Police Department is asking residents to help them find missing 16-year-old Ayana Mendez. She was last seen February 16th when she left on her own accord, but she has been listed as a missing person. Based on information they've already received, police believe Mendez is somewhere in the Fox Valley area. Contact the Shawano Police Department if you have any information. A juvenile was taken into custody and charged with making terroristic threats yesterday after an alleged threat against Roncalli Middle School in Manitowoc via social media post. Manitowoc police were notified of the social media threat just after 6 a.m. Tuesday. Investigating officers identified the suspect and took him into custody. The suspect was placed in secure detention. No other information is available. As a measles outbreak continues to grow in Texas, health officials are warning that in Wisconsin, kids have one of the worst measles vaccination rates in the country. According to the Department of Health Services, only about 85% of Wisconsin kindergartners have gotten both doses of the measles vaccine. That's the second lowest percentage in the country, with Alaska as the only state ranked lower. Four Wisconsin counties did register slight increases in two-year-olds' measles vaccination rates in the 10-year DHS data. Brown County is one of them. Oshkosh police are warning residents of a recent uptick in vehicle break-ins. In a social media post, they say they're actively working to identify and apprehend the suspects involved, but they advise constant vigilance. They remind residents to never leave valuables in the car, take your keys, lock your vehicles, park in a well-lit area, and report any suspicious activity to the police. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. A nice warm Wednesday, maybe some snow flurries, but we're going to be in good shape
by 9 o'clock. Intern now.
Yeah.
Wow. Intern, talk to us.
His name's Ryan.
I want to get what you have. I want 3 months to have the disease you have to lose 25 pounds.
It's not a disease.
What's it called? An affliction?
It's just allergies.
Right. He's got allergies. He's got food allergies. Some of us have allergies to mold or to birch trees. He's got food allergies since he was two. And he's on a very, very restricted diet. But look at the guy. You know, it's not the worst thing.
145 pounds. That's awesome. So you can't eat anything except oatmeal?
No, I can have other stuff, but I'm just allergic to dairy, eggs, tree nuts, and peanuts.
What are tree nuts?
Nuts in a tree.
Tree nuts.
Yeah.
And pea nuts.
So nuts are different if they grow from a tree or on the ground?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Neither. See, we should have got that.
Like coconuts and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. You know what? I didn't
realize. What about, like,
somebody, we made a mistake one day. We were talking about pineapple trees. I was talking about something. I didn't know. There are no pineapple trees. Did you know that? I could have sworn, like when I was in Hawaii or something, there were pineapple trees.
No, they're not. I don't know. No, I don't think that would look weird growing. Of course, coconuts grow up there.
Yeah. And bananas. But there's no such thing as a pineapple tree. I was talking one day something about pineapple trees. And somebody's like, I'm not sure where you were, Mino, but there's no such thing as pineapple trees.
So what, they grow on a vine?
I guess.
They grow on like a bush. There's a pineapple on one plant.
There's only one pineapple?
Per bush?
Wow, that's a lot of bushes.
I guess. Wow. No wonder they're so expensive. Because they're not cheap either, pineapples.
No, pineapples are cheap.
No, they're not
cheap.
Yes,
they are.
Oh, my God.
Okay, John, how much is the pineapple, John?
Can you do me a favor tomorrow? No. Bring me in half a dozen pineapples tomorrow.
I will. If the price is right.
Okay, go ahead.
A pineapple, a regular pineapple with the little, like, green stuff on top.
Yeah.
Okay, how much would that be?
$7.
Okay.
What?
All right. $3.
Depending on the size.
Nope. Average pineapple.
You don't know that?
John?
You can't throw that out there like a fact
You're saying it's $7. Yes. I'm saying it's $3.
They've gone up because of the embargo.
and the tariff.
With Hawaii?
Yeah.
They're part of us.
Mm. They're canceling them out?
Okay, look at the... Oh, I didn't know that's how they grew.
Wow! You can grow them in like a can. I'm going to start growing pineapples.
They're good.
I'm serious. They're the greatest thing ever for you.
Can you have pineapples, Ryan?
Ryan, do you eat pineapples?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, okay. You're in. Pineapples are closer to $3 than $7 by far.
And, I disagree.
But what's
Let's
the
make
bet?
A wager.
Yeah.
Let's bet on this.
Six pineapples.
$5 bet. Yes or no?
Okay, what's the... Who's closer?
Over, under. Over, under.
Yeah.
The price of a pineapple.
I'll stay $3.
Okay, you're saying $3 or under.
Yep.
I'm saying $3.50 or above.
No. You said seven.
But it's just over. You said the price is right. Over. Is it higher or lower?
Nope. You said they're $7. I said they're $3. Get us a bet here, Todd.
I've got the answer because I went online and looked at Kroger's website. A fresh ripe whole pineapple is $2.50 each.
You can't go by Kroger.
Kroger's awesome. Pick and Save. That's a good store. What are they at Festival? Same price. Costco, same price.
These are, I was looking at them the other day, and I thought, man, it'd be good to buy a pineapple and take it home and peel it. And
you got to cut it. That's hard. They're hard to cut, though. I mean, that's because you got to get all that. You got to keep going to get all that little brown off. You take quite a bit off, I think.
But they're really, really good for you.
Oh, they're sweet.
They're fantastic for you. So I'm going on this new pineapple diet.
Okay, let's go back to the $7. See, if he's wrong, he just moved on to something else.
But it's the size, Jim. They go by pounds. So you can get a
They don't. They don't go by pounds. No.
The store I go to, it's pineapple by the pound.
The Dollar Tree, yeah.
Whatever. I'm just telling you, that's how it is, because I'm trying to get...
$7. See, you should... I should have bet more.
We just got a text that says, I just woke up. I'm not ready for this high-stakes, high-intensity debate.
Okay. All right, we'll move on.
All right. I'm just saying, that's why I don't eat as much fruit as I should, because fruit has gotten so expensive. Have you tried buying raspberries lately? $8. For like a little thing of raspberries. Yeah. $8, a little plastic thing of raspberries. $8.
Yeah. You know, though, you just got to throw that in a cart because it's
so
good
weird
because
I'm looking that up too, and this says about $4 or $5.
Well, Todd, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Just tell me where these places, I'll go shop at those places.
Pick and Save.
I like Pick and Save. Ryan used to work at Pick and Save.
I did.
You bagged my groceries.
Yeah, that's where I met you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I'm being honest. I looked at raspberries the other day. Little plastic thing, $8.
I don't know. I'm not going to say
the store or anything like that. It's just that's why I've stopped eating so much fruit.
I got to be honest with you. When it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Raspberries, cucumbers, I don't really look at the price because it's so good for me. I need that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look at the price of potato chips and peanuts and stuff, but I don't know about that. It's not like, it's going to be competitive, right? I mean, it's not going to be like $20, but I don't know. I go in there pretty quick. I don't, Costco has that, like, refrigerated area. It's like a semicircle. I go through there pretty quick, and I just, if it's good, lettuce, peppers, cucumbers, I just kind of throw that in. Mushrooms. Mm-hmm. Because it's good for you.
Well, if I had a pension from the state of Wisconsin, maybe I would just throw stuff in my cart too.
That's not. I look at it. I don't know. I just think if it's.
So what do they do? Okay, when you go to some of these stores and they got this seafood laid out, that looks fantastic.
Yeah, that's expensive.
You know, these shrimp
that's
and these
expensive.
Beautiful salmon. Beautiful.
That
so within
expensive.
A few hours, that stuff's going to be spoiled, isn't it? What do they do with that?
I would love to know.
That's the biggest mystery in the country.
If they would say,
what do they do with food?
If they would say, look, this is fresh, but like bread. Tomorrow it's 50% off. I would buy it tomorrow.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something. When we used to come to Green Bay when I was a kid, and this was our big vacation, was coming to Green
right.
Bay. Shopko Liquor, boom, first. Okay? Sears for school clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Second. Third. You know what it was? And I think it's still there.
Is it a Hostess Bakery thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The day-old bread place. The Hostess place.
Hostess, yeah.
Oh, my God. My mom was in heaven in that store. You can't believe. Do they still have that? I want to say it was on Military. It was the day-old bread player, the Hostess place.
I know what you're talking about. I don't think...
It was on Military when I was a kid, and I think it might still be there.
Like that Wonder Bread? Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. I don't know.
There is a Hostess Bakery outlet on Military Avenue.
There it is.
Wow.
Yes.
That has been there for a while.
Forever. I mean, I'm talking 1968. Going to that place.
Yeah, I don't.
They loved that place like you can't believe. Our freezer for the rest of the year was loaded with day-old Hostess products. We loved it. New segment, produce shopping with Jim.
Okay, no.
Yeah.
All right. It's good.
Don't worry. Trump is lowering the price of groceries day one of his
stay one of his stay away. I will say, though, our texters are awesome. I was telling you, though, you always come in and complain about your shopping spree.
I don't come in and
complain. No, your shopping spree.
I relate my experiences.
Okay, it's $32 for this per bag.
Another one, didn't you go to the Montgomery Wards on Oneida Street, John? I think so, but we had a Montgomery Wards. My brother worked for Montgomery Wards, so we could get anything we wanted kind of like from Montgomery
Wards.
Whoever
that texter is, I bought my first computer at Montgomery Wards.
Oh, really?
I did.
Monkey Wards, they used to call it.
I did.
Yeah.
And the guy was super nice to me. I said, look, you know, and nothing's really changed. That was, 35 years ago. I said, I know nothing about computers. I can still safely say that today.
Yeah, me too.
But he was super nice, hooked it up, and it was great. It was like magic to me, right? Because I didn't have that at home. So anyway, it was my little
Wasn't set. That was like, you're right. It was like magic.
When
you turn it on, and I know people laugh now about the phone lines or whatever.
Yeah. Beep. It was great.
But it's like, what's this magic happening in my living room?
That, and then, you know, and I bought some software to write business plans, and it was just, you could do it all. You didn't have to leave. You know, you're a big library guy.
Did you try talking computer with people when you really didn't know computer? Well, I remember one time I was at a place. I go, I think I need a little bit more RAM. Like, what? Yeah. I need some more. Somebody told me I need more RAM.
Yeah. See, there it is. That's exactly. That's the noise.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's so annoying.
That's flashbacks.
Oh, God, I hated that.
But it was magical then when it connected. But that's exactly it.
Wow. That is exactly.
That's awesome.
A bunch of that.
Oh, that's cool.
But anyway. So, yeah, Montgomery Wards, I remember that. You know, just, you know. But now it's, cellular phones.
Does Sears still exist?
No.
Because that was such a one. You could buy tools, tools, or buy nice plaid pants for school, like 20 feet away from that. They had, like, everything.
They did.
And that's just, I used to love that little plaza on Military.
Have you been there lately? There's a Starbucks there. They're trying to pick up their game.
Actually, there's a very nice Dollar Tree store there. I think it's the nicest Dollar Tree store in Green Bay, in that plaza. That's where I go. What?
I'm not sure we're talking about the same place. The right on the corner of Military and Mason?
Yeah. That was like the hub of Green Bay when I was a kid.
That was where Sears was.
Yeah.
And Big Lots. And those are
I don't know about that. Okay.
I don't know if there's a Dollar Tree there.
Well, okay. Well, I go there, so.
Okay. All right. I haven't been there.
I don't know.
There's a Starbucks. And
there's
they
a
just
Taco Bell on the corner. Right in the corner.
On Mason. Yeah. I've never been there, but there's a.
You haven't been there for a Chalupa when they have their specials?
They opened up another restaurant on. Anyway, that's.
I'm a big Taco Bell
Love development, and they're transitioning to. Sears is gone, and they're up in their game. I didn't know Dollar Tree was there. That's
good. There's a very nice Dollar Tree
there. There is one there. I just checked. Yep.
Wow.
See, you know, I keep throwing out these things, and you dispute them.
I didn't really dispute. I said, John, I'm not aware of that. And I go there pretty often because I like that. I get my glasses at that American Glass. That's on the corner.
Yeah.
And then I do. Is that pizza place still open?
I don't know.
You buy it, and then you bake it at home?
I'm not a fan of that.
Oh, man. They have
I know.
Papa Murphy's? Is that what
it's
called?
I don't know if they're still around, but I haven't been there in a long time, obviously. But I like that place. That's a cool area. And
this could sound crazy. I don't know how to use an oven.
Wow. I don't know if that's really all that crazy. I mean,
No.
I'm glad he said it because
I don't understand the pre-cooking type thing or preheating. What's it called?
Preheating. I was just turning it on and waiting until it gets up to temperature.
Just hitting a button.
Yeah.
John, wow. Okay, we got to get back on track here. This could be a whole.
This is a good show.
This could be the whole show. You don't know how to use an oven?
Oh, my God, it's Johnny. Well, no, not really. When they say preheat for a while, how long do you do that?
Till it beeps.
Mine doesn't beep.
I don't know. I think it does.
Mine doesn't have a beep.
Turn the beeper on.
Happy birthday, Johnny Cash.
Man.
Oh, man. Back after
this. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Kerrigan Brothers Winery in Kaukauna, Stillman Brewing Company in Green Bay, Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, and Old Bavarian Brewing Company in Appleton. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs.
Doesn't he have the greatest voice ever?
He does. He's sometimes I'd hang terrific. And cry, 'cause always
wanted me one that was long and black. Welcome back! Happy birthday, Johnny Cash. Man, you know what people are like, how come you didn't like Styx? How come you didn't like Journey? How come you didn't like... I hate 80s music. I hate 80s pop music with a passion, okay? Because I listened to Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
That was my go-to no matter what. Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, those kind of people. That was my wheelhouse. Yeah. I can't stand 80s music.
Yeah. He was here at Brown County Arena.
Johnny Cash?
I went and saw him.
Yeah.
With my music teacher.
I think I was here.
Brother Andrew.
It was like down the stretch for him. Kind of, right?
It was the
70s. Like sick? Oh, it was the 70s?
It was.
I could have sworn he was here one time in Green Bay.
No.
In the more modern era.
Maybe he was. I was in high school, and Brother Andrew and I drove here, and we went to see Johnny Cash. And we also came and saw Shanana. Anyway, he was...
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
We can't let that one just go.
Hang on. But that... Jim, just be quiet, please.
Yeah. You went and saw who?
Shanana.
Okay, continue.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we did.
Talk about two very different things.
I can't
Johnny
think of
Cash.
Anybody going to see Shanana. Hey, what are you doing Saturday night? We're going to the hockey game. No, I can't. Why? What are you doing? Going to see Shanana. Who are you doing that with?
That was...
A priest.
The Christian brother. He was a brother.
Whatever.
He was a brother. He's my band teacher.
Yeah,
but I think Cash... I would say... 78, he was here, and it was great. I'd love to see
Johnny Cash.
He turns around.
Who we need to get on here? Dennis from the Glam Band. Thrilled to hear that you hate 80s music, Johnny. I love the Glam Band.
Well, of course, yeah.
But I just wouldn't listen
to that
like...
backup thing again. Our favorite musician. Musician of the year. Plays 80s music, sells out, 4-hour concerts, high energy, the whole thing. And what about him, John?
I love 80s music. When they play it.
They are good, yes.
They're great. They're phenomenal. phenomenal, but they bring it. You know, they're entertainment. They're
playing that. They're already booked for the NFL draft.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They are.
And at Stadium View?
Yep. And what's going to be, I'm not sure. I don't want to say where
they're
playing.
So we got our boy Cheese Curd Nick and Dennis from the Glam Band at the Stadium
View. I'm not 100% sure they're at the Stadium View. Are we going to
have a stand? We should have a stand.
We do. And I don't know that, I think the Glam Band is doing very well, but you know, you think of all the people there, they might say, we got to get these guys. You know what I mean? Like, there could be an opportunity for, right,
not even a question.
To get out of, they're very strong, obviously, in the Midwest.
I got to tell you guys this. So I went and saw Reggie from Caribbean Taste yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
He now has trucks that he will rent you to do your own thing. He's got trucks that are all set up. So if you guys want to do something.
Who does the cooking?
It's all your business, but you get to actually rent the truck so you don't have to invest in it.
This is what he's talking about. We would rent the truck from him and do pasties.
I love this.
Like, he's renting the equipment's in there to heat it up. And I'm assuming, we don't have to sell his.
Can you rent a weekend?
You do whatever you want. Right. You do whatever
you
want.
But you don't have to cook Jamaican food,
No, you can do.
Or Haitian, whatever.
No, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, my God.
I just saw him yesterday, and he's got a bus out there now that's all ready to go.
I'm in.
I think I am, too. Does he have a deep fryer in there?
I don't know. You'd have to talk to him.
This is coming up. Front page of the paper. That
I can never pronounce that word.
Well, it's
Paczynski? Paczynski?
No. Puchki.
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 Yeah, Puchki.
Puchki Day approaches.
That's Holy Wednesday, right?
Guy was an altar boy for like 20
years.
It's
the start of Lent.
Okay, what did you call it?
Wednesday? I can't think. What is it?
It's Good Friday.
Ash Wednesday, right?
Ash Wednesday. Yeah, okay. Yes.
Holy Wednesday. Anyway,
wow. I was so far off. There's a Holy Thursday.
There's Holy Thursday.
There's
Friday.
A Good Friday. Yep. I couldn't
Holy Saturday,
think of what
Easter
Wednesday
Sunday.
Was.
Okay, but that's Holy Week, which is the week before Easter. This is 40 days, because that's how long.
No, it's the day it starts.
I know. That's 40 days before Easter, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what Ash Wednesday is.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, what is this?
The Puchkas.
Yeah, when is that?
Ash Wednesday.
It's not.
It's Fat Tuesday.
Shrove Tuesday.
Okay.
Yep.
People, New Orleans has their big Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Okay. So we could.
Yeah, it's like eat whatever you want that day. Right. And
then you go into your fasting because Christ was in the desert for 40 days.
I fast for 40 days. I do. You know what I eat? I just forgot. This is a true story. I eat locusts. For 40 days. It's unbelievable. I wander throughout the UP.
Do you remember the
pizza? And I eat locusts and unleavened bread.
No, saltine crackers.
Yeah, no, saltine crackers. Yeah, right. And you know what I eat? I eat whoever made those horrible tasting things for the dog show.
Yeah, that would be it.
I
heard more feedback on that, which and then they're like, is that really true? I'm like, that is really, I was sitting right next to the guy. Yes, that's very true.
Okay, I've debated this for 2 days if I should mention something. Okay? I'm going to just say this. But I mean this in the most loving way possible with my mom. All right?
Yeah. Of course.
Child of the Depression.
Yep.
Don't even, because I think your mom would have been the same way.
They were. I know where you're going.
If you come home from school and your mom says she made Kool-Aid, that Kool-Aid did not taste that good.
No.
And why?
Sugar, right?
Exactly. If it's called for a cup of sugar, she put maybe half, maybe a third. When she would make cookies,
yep.
Same type of thing.
Yep.
She would hold back on the sugar. Okay.
Oh.
Those cookies that day, I didn't say anything at first because, like,
that reminded you when you were a kid.
Kind of tasted like my mom's cookies.
Oh, that's kind of heartwarming.
Yeah.
That's why when people are like, "Is he?" It's like, no. It's like, that's the way my mom made her cookies.
That, you know what? I kind of like. There's something in that
and they
story
looked
I really
exactly
like.
The
they
same.
Did. They looked. They looked. Yeah.
It's like eating my mom's cookies.
Yeah.
So I'm just.
All right.
So anyway.
But anyway, I want to get this food truck and make these.
I'm not even joking about this.
I was telling Todd. To get good Puchkis, I had to go to Appleton to that store and stand in line.
No, Pulaski!
Pulaski, but we're going to get a food truck and do it.
So we're not doing Polish food. I don't know anything about Polish food. Oh, come on.
We know a lot about a lot.
We got to be in our wheelhouse. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen from the Lincoln Project is here, along with State Senator Sarah Kayeski, talking about a right to repair bill. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump will hold his first full cabinet meeting today, and the White House confirms Elon Musk will be there as experts in his Department of Government Efficiency quit in protest.
More than 21 computer engineers and project managers who worked with DOGE resigning in protest. They had worked for the U.S. Digital Service, which DOGE replaced. In a letter saying, "We will not use our skills as technologists to jeopardize Americans' sensitive data or dismantle critical public services. We will not lend our expertise to carry out or legitimize DOGE's actions."
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. Three senior Ukrainian officials say the U.S. and Ukraine have reached an agreement on a framework for a broad economic deal that would include access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. Ukrainian President Zelensky is scheduled to visit the White House later this week. This is Pope Francis's 13th day in the hospital. The Vatican says he had a quiet night as he recovers from pneumonia. This is ABC News.